This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Mina, and we're from Te Ngata Tumutu Trust.
And you're listening to
Pallyhood!
Taloha lava malo le ni subu lava naka kia ora na taloha ni konnichiwa ni ha ma warm Pacific greetings and a massive kia ora to each and every one of you, whatever corner of this globe you're tuning in from. I'd like to welcome you to the Pallyhood Show, 96.9 Plains FM. You're here with Sam and Sefa, here to take you into the weekend. How's your weekend been? Oh, how's your week been, sorry?
It's been good. It's been fantastic. And to add in our third guest slash host, who's also an S, it's been Sam, Sefa, Simo the last 2 weeks. But now it's Sam, Sefa, Steph.
Yes.
Welcome, Steph. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. Oh, very good. I like the S theme. It's good.
Yeah. And your week so far?
My week's been really busy. We've got an event coming up on Saturday, and that's been keeping me on the go anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Events are scary things to organise,
yes.
Especially in today's climate, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Just a quick shout out to New South Wales for winning Origin Game 2. That's for you, Seymour. And Claim. Shout out to you. Yes.
Before we jump into the interview, we're going to talk about this special celebration that Steph's here to talk about. I've got this little problem first that I was hoping maybe you both can solve. For my birthday, I got given a gift. It was pretty expensive, and it's on pre-order at the moment. I kind of don't want the gift, and I want to use that money that was spent on this gift on something else in the shop. What would you guys do? Would you guys just wait till that gift arrived? Because in my head, I'm like, you know what? I should tell my friend that brought it, Matt. The company called me and said, hey, look, the pre-order's not coming. Can we give you a credit? And I should use it on something else. What do you think, Sam? Because I do want something else from the shop. Should I just be honest and say I don't want this gift?
I don't know. Like... That's a tough one.
Yeah. Who's giving you this gift?
Very, very close friend of mine. And I feel like I can tell him. But the thing is, he looked and looked for this item for me. He kept telling me, oh, for your birthday, I've got something so good for you. So awesome. And so here's how I found out about it too. He said that he had been through many shops to order this specific gift. And he ended up telling me, he said to me, I finally found it. I've ordered it at the shop. Put it under your account because I found you had an account there. Put it under your account. If you want to find out what it is, go find out. But I'm not going to tell you. I went out to the shop, saw the lady, and I said, hey, I've got this surprise gift for me. Don't tell me what it is. Is it arriving soon or has it arrived? I'm here to pick it up. I don't even know what it is. And she went through. She's like, oh, the helmet? And I was like, oh, straight away, I knew what it was. He told me straight away what it was. So it's a specific helmet from Star Wars. And he did spend quite a bit of money on it. And now I'm like, oh, I'm not really keen on that.
Yeah, I think what I'd do is I'd tell also that they've mucked it up or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd do that in the credit thing.
Yeah, and the credit thing too.
Yeah, or because I told him you should wait, you should get it and then return it, and just tell him that it arrived but it was defected,
wrong size.
Yeah, so I returned it, got credit, and then I used something else with it. I hope you're okay with that, because they did say that if we were to replace it, it would turn up in like another 6 months.
Yeah, well, it is taking a while here. At that time, me and my mate were watching this series called Boba Fett, Star Wars. And he must have just been like, you know what, I'm going to get you that helmet.
Collect collector's item, man.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine being ungrateful, eh?
Sometimes other people know us better than we think they do. Yeah. I remember mm-hmm. my father once said, oh, I've got these really beautiful glasses for you. You're going to love them. And I got all excited, and I had in my mind this picture of what they were like, and he gave them to me. And it was like they were glasses from, you know, the Decker shop or something.
Yeah.
And not that that's bad, but they just weren't really what I kind of really liked.
Yeah.
But 6 months later, I loved those glasses. And when he died and the last one broke, I was just heartbroken.
So,
you know, he said to me, a bit like your friend, oh, it's perfect for you. They're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait till you get it, and then you might be like, oh, actually, I love this.
Put it on. See what it's like.
Put it on your shelf.
Yeah. Yeah, for those listening, I've got a shelf full of, like, memorabilia.
Ah.
And he's must have brought it for that. Well, to add to the collection.
You guys will probably be playing a game sometime, and he'll be expecting you to put that on.
You'll be like, oh, do you have that helmet I got you? You'll be like, oh.
Oh.
It hasn't arrived yet.
Dropped off my shelf. I don't know.
But what did arrive was this lightsaber.
You could get the lightsaber yourself to go with the helmet. Mm. That would be the ultimate compliment to the gift giver.
Yeah. Thank you for your advice, team. I really appreciate it. Today's upo of the week is fe, which means, Sam?
Octopus. In Samoan.
Octopus. Fe, ai fe, what's that?
Like, octopus with coconut cream?
Yeah.
Have you had that?
Yes.
I have. Yeah.
But I don't like eating octopus because I love them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Octopus, that's one of the scariest ocean creatures for me to see.
Yeah.
Just how they can squeeze into little gaps.
Mm.
Squirt
oil.
Yeah.
Like, imagine like them latching onto you and stuff like that, but...
Mm. But they're so unique. Do you know they're actually super intelligent?
Yeah.
Do they have more than one heart? I'm sure they do. Or brain.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I know they are like amazing. One of the smartest.
Absolutely.
They escape.
They can escape.
Remember one escaped out of its tank and went down to a drain.
Ooh.
It was in the floor.
Yeah. I think I've seen ones where they've put them in jars and they've like opened the lid. To get out. Yeah.
Mm. An icon of the Pacific.
Mm.
The octopus. Yeah. The reason why that is upo of the week is we are joined by Stephanie today, who's going to be speaking about Celebrate Te Whiki, which is Saturday the 2nd of July, 4 p.m. till late. So you can stay out for a bit with the family and enjoy. Did any of you both attend any of the Matariki celebrations in town?
Shamefully, no.
No?
I did. I attended the one like in the Cathedral Square. And I turned up because I hadn't eaten dinner yet. And I was like, oh, there's going to be food stores there. Mm. The light show and everything was nice. But then when I turned up there and I saw four food stores and one of them just sold coffee, I was like, oh my gosh. So then we left and had dinner somewhere else, but it was amazing. Just like, I like maybe city council, if you're listening, can we get some more food stores next time? You know,
I like the light show. It was great. Mm. Fantastic stuff. So yes, Stephanie is here to join us to talk about Celebrate Te Whiki. Join us for that interview after this.
Is someone in your family suffering from diabetes, heart disease, or respiratory illness?
Contact our nurses at Tangata Atumotu Trust and we will arrange for in-home support.
Call us on 0800 Bus Speaker, that's 0800 727 434, or contact us through our website tat.org.nz, that's tat.org.nz.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. As promised, we have Stephanie here, who's talking to us about Celebrate Te Whiki, which is a celebration at the... Is it at the Arts Gallery?
Yes. Te Whiki is Pathways Across Oceania is an exhibition that's been running at the Art Gallery for the last 2 years. And it's a particularly significant exhibition, because usually when art's put kind of given a context, it's often looking back to Europe, and this exhibition was actually looking, you know, into the Pacific and outwards, and the whole idea of it and the whole arrangement was based on the Whēki. And so it's got quite a different kaupapa from the usual institutional frameworks that they put around these things. That sounds all highfalutin, but I guess on the ground, really, because my area is Pacific arts, and I helped consult on this exhibition. And the significant thing for me was it brought old taonga into the into a contemporary art space and exhibited next to contemporary artworks, quite diverse works from a lot of our Pacific artists in Aotearoa. And there's some fantastic things in there, works in there. So sadly, this exhibition's coming to a close. And so I urge anyone who hasn't seen it to take their, take themselves in, take their youth, have a look, spend some time, take your elders in. There'll be things they recognise.
So this is the last time it's going to run?
Yes.
Oh.
This is the closing. We couldn't have an opening because it was COVID times.
Mm.
And the gallery wanted to kind of acknowledge our Pacific communities that didn't have the opportunity. So here we are, many COVID phases later.
Mm. You said it's been running for 2 years, so this is the third year.
Yeah.
Does it? Because this is the first time I've ever heard of it, eh? Is this the first time it's been, you know, celebrated to this level, or?
It's been running, and they have had, you know, the word has been out, but it's, and a lot of Pacific people have been through there, Pacifica Māori, and what the feedback has been that it's the first time they've been and really felt that exhibitions have spoken to them and given a context of home. And since I know you haven't been in, I'll just check in with you later how you found it.
Wouldn't you message me? Because I found out about it. I was like, hey.
No, how you found it after you visited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, yeah. I think you'll be surprised just at how much, or the diversity of the contemporary art put out by our artists here. How diverse it is, and there's something for everyone. Te Vaivai, you know, old carvings and all sorts of things. And it's been changing over the last 2 years. It's been changing. So they've had artists like Kuli Moyanga Stonemaker, who's had work in there, and Nina Ubik Humphries has got something in there at the moment, and they've had changeovers to keep it vital, I guess.
This is, I'm going to try, I'm definitely going to try and see if I can come along to this, because I'm very interested in Pacific art at the moment, because it's part of my projects at work, is to have more Pacific art displayed at our 5 campuses at Ara. So I'm quite keen to come and explore and hopefully work with some of these artists to finish that project.
Have your stuff shown at Ara.
Yeah.
Is the, so how long's it been running for? You said there wasn't an opening. Was there sort of?
No, we couldn't have an opening. It was the beginning of 2020, really, when the beginning of the lockdown.
Okay. Yeah.
So that just slammed things down. And then it stopped it. It delayed the opening and no launch.
But it looks like you guys are going out with a bang, because I'm reading the poster here. You've got poetry art, food trucks, cultural performances. What do you know what cultural groups you guys have performing?
Well, they are changing all the time. But we've got Tuvalu, Cook Islands. We've got Kapaka group, Tama Mai Salty girls groups coming in.
Oh, nice.
Shirley Boys. We've had a few changes because, of course, with winter illness, we've had a few people have to withdraw, and our Fiji community declined to obviously they couldn't attend because of the
recent
incident, which, you know, we understand. They're all very close community, so it's impacted them quite hard. But the exhibitions are going to be open till late that night. There's going to be, in the Philip Carter Auditorium, there's going to be films and moving image works by different artists. People have just sent in. Some of them are short, some of them 15 minutes long. And that runs on a loop all day, and all evening, I should say. There's the Māori Moving Image exhibition that's on at the moment downstairs, which is really fascinating. And they've got a four-song karaoke booth. So that's fun.
Karaoke booth? Did you say four songs?
Well, they've
only
got four songs, yeah.
Ooh.
Poirier is about the hardest one, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
But so that will be at the same time. There's going to be a sort of workshop table where you can go and, you know, take your, sort of make something. I'm not sure what they're going to have everyone doing there. But there'll be a photo booth and performances on stage. And then upstairs, there's a series of performances that will go through the exhibition itself. And that's, it's going to be variety of things. It's a bit of a response to the exhibition or to works that people have felt inspired by. Only runs for an hour, that segment. And then there's going to be, we've got Mercy Williams doing a fashion show.
Mercy we've had on the show.
Yes.
Wow. So that'll be in the evening. We've got Red, Infrared's
DJ.
Doing, with Big Seema and Mahalia Simpson, a few other people, Mark Vanilo,
Daughter
Connor, Marley Solar, and some of the singers from the Mellow Studios.
Sounds like it's going to be an awesome
Juanita
event.
Yeah, will be. It'll be there, it'll be square. Yeah. It's coming from an old person.
And okay, so you've got all this food, you've got performances, Pacific arts, big names there. How much does it cost to come?
Doesn't cost anything, it's all free. You do need to pay for the food and the drinks, but it's a free event. You can come and go as you like. If you come for the first cultural bit and you want some time out, you can go watch the movies or look at an exhibition, come back out and check out the stage. In the evening, we're hoping that it sort of livens up and people get a wriggle on or whatever.
Cool. So again, that's 4 o'clock till late.
Yes, 11. 11 is late.
Like, late for me is different.
Not your late. I don't know. Yeah, that'll be the crew afterwards.
You said late is early.
Yeah. What's your late?
That's
4 a.m. Is that your late?
This sounds awesome.
It's like 10:30. Trust me.
So, yeah, if you're listening and you've got some, you know, you've got whānau, you've got young ones, this is definitely something to do tomorrow, you know, so head on down.
Yeah.
The art gallery in town.
Christchurch Art Gallery in town on Montreal Street.
Where do people
big
park?
Glass building. Well, there is a park under the gallery, but it's probably going to be full. So actually, sometimes it's all right parking around there. You can get something. And otherwise, where's closest? The gardens? No, that's probably closed.
Oh, the gardens.
Yeah.
Parking is always an issue. Because I can see, you know, the windows by our office. I saw someone get ticketed, and I really wanted to say to the guy, "Hey, man, these are students. Like, just you get paid regardless of if this person gets a ticket or not. Leave them alone."
I'm sure they get
commission.
Commission.
I doubt it, but it's probably a bit of a KPI.
Yeah, that's so horrible. That poor student, like, we saw her come to her car, and she sees that. It was the 200, because 200 for Rejay, 200 for Warrant, and a student having to pay $400 or whatever. Like, come on, man. Like, be reasonable at a time like this.
What I'd like is, this is so off topic.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Is for the government to rework the fine system, because I think there's a European country where you get fined based on your income. Because imagine someone that is on, you know, that is, you know, on six figures or something gets a parking ticket. They're going, blah, whatever, you know? But someone who is
like the
a student,
right?
Who $400 is huge, but $400 to someone who, you know, is a professional who makes a lot of money, that's like, oh, whatever, you know? So it doesn't hurt that professional more. But to a student, obviously their student's not going to do it again, but it's so much out of their income. So there's just a...
Yeah. You know, if they haven't got a warrant, it's probably because they can't afford it.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
Some police who pull people over, they give them, is it compliance, eh? Where it's like, you've got, I'm going to do you for no warrant or no rego, but if you get it done by the end of the month, then yeah, it'll get what?
I think I think you can do that and write into them and say, give your circumstances. Mm. And I have had them get waived in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you come to Te Whiki and you park up and you get a ticket,
that's how you get out of it. That's right, yeah.
Is there anything that you are in particular looking forward to? Is it a SIVA or food?
No, I think I'm just really looking forward. I'm actually just looking forward to seeing people there having a good time, really. That's my that would be my joy. I am looking forward to all the performances. And even though I sort of program them, it's, you know, I don't know what to expect. And we've got Juanita Hepi, who's going to be upstairs, who's a performance artist, actress, kind of big, kind of very versatile talent. And so I'm excited to see what she's going to do, because I have no idea. And I'm not sure she does yet either.
Hmm. Steph, for you to be in the process of putting this event together, how hard has it been, especially during COVID times?
Well, this is the third iteration of this project. So we planned a project that was going to be a whole day and one evening event. And with lots of other things, and that changed. And then we just were looking at an online-only event. And then that changed, and the gallery really wanted to have people
physically at the gallery.
Yeah, it's a big thing for them too, you know. They've all really enjoyed working on that that exhibition, and it's had quite a special place in people's hearts, so they want to be part of this winding up as well.
And the octopus again, do you mind just running us through why Te Whiki, the octopus, celebrate Te Whiki?
It was really, I mean, the octopus is such a kind of ubiquitous, kind of strange, unusual, but resilient creature. And I think it was that idea that our arts and our people are resilient. You know, it migrates, it's about kind of travels through the ocean, migration, identity,
adapting.
Yeah, exactly. That way it changes to its environment. And so it was really a symbol of our cultural and artistic vitality that's part of who we are, not just as Pacific and Māori, but, you know, as Pākehā people here too.
The ink.
Because if you think about octopuses, they don't have, like, a hard shell, like, you know, some of the urchins, you know, crabs and stuff to protect them. So it's just soft jelly, basically. So they've had to adapt to the environment. Anywhere they go, they morph into their background. And even not only the colour, but how they manage to change their body shape is just crazy. So
yeah, I watched the video of an octopus, big one, just fit into this bottle that was on the ocean floor.
Yeah.
Imagine picking that up and just having it come straight out of the bottle like a genie.
Yeah.
I know, amazing. Yeah. It's still very vulnerable to humans, but they're amazing creatures. So yeah, that was the, it's a creature that was sort of meaningful to all our cultures, really.
That is cool. And this is the last time Celebrate Te Whiki is happening, which is sad.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good time. Again, bring your whānau and friends for music, poetry, art, food trucks, cultural performances by local tangata whenua, Pacific artists and communities, Saturday 2nd of July at the Arts Centre, 4 p.m. to late. If someone wants to find out even more information, where can they find that on?
On the Art Gallery website.
Yep.
There'll be information there. And if people can circulate, if they see something come their way, if they can circulate it among their networks, that just helps. It is the stage event's going to be live streamed. So if people can't come in or, you know, it gets too cold and they get worried about that, they can watch it online. That will only be the stage events, though. It won't be what's happening upstairs or what's happening in the Philip Carter.
Cool, so it is live streamed, but it's better to see it in person.
Better to be there.
Way better, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for joining us on the show. We really appreciate your time and coming in to share this information with us. It's going to be a good night. I'm going to be, because it's open till late, I can make the late part.
I'll make the early part.
Cool. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
To all our mātua out there who want to dance and get fit to Pasifika music, join our Siva Samoa dance classes each Thursday at 11 a.m.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Again, celebrate Te Whiki happening Saturday 2nd of July, 4 p.m. to late. Bring your family down. It's going to be an awesome event at the Art Centre. Better to be there physically. The Art Gallery. Not the centre. Don't get it mixed up. Art Gallery. Come to the Art Gallery, Christchurch Art Gallery. For Celebrate Te Whiki, we'd like to thank Tangata Atamotu Trust for sponsoring the show. We wish you all a safe, happy weekend from Sam and I and Steph today. Pollyhood!
That was Pollyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atamotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03 377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.